Welcome to EAA Radio. I'm Wireless Mike.
I'm Paul Pridecker.
And joining us this segment is Captain Wendy Morse, the Vice President, the first Vice President of United. That can't be right.
Airline Pilots Association.
Ah, yeah. The Airline Pilots Association. That's not in my notes, of course. And we're here to discuss single pilot cockpits and why we don't necessarily want to do that.
Yeah, so it's a terrible idea is why. We have all this redundancy, and we've worked really hard to improve our aviation safety record. And things are going great, and the last thing we want to do is reverse that, right? So we're not anti-technology, we're pro-technology, but technology that enhances safety, not degrades it and puts it at risk.
Well, who was pushing for a single pilot cockpit?
Yeah, so it's the Europeans, the EASA, the European safety or FAA, the equivalent of the FAA in Europe, was pushing pretty hard for it. It's really Airbus. They've sure. designed an aircraft that actually has a toilet in it. It's a little ridiculous. So you had a seat for the captain and the first officer, and the idea was they come up with all kinds of names, right? Extended operations, and the idea was the first officer would go, or captain, whichever was resting, would leave the cockpit after and cruise after climb and return at descent, and they'd swap out, and there would be one pilot there, and oh, by the way, if they had to meet their physiological needs, there'd be a toilet right behind them, and they had a radio panel, but nobody at the controls. Just a terrible idea. Why you would ever want to introduce that risk when we have this great safety record makes no sense.
I can't imagine that the passenger acceptance of this idea would be very high.
So I think you're right at a certain demographic. Uh-huh. So for sure, the three of us, no way in 100 million years. But a younger person that maybe has grown up with computer technology and apps and all those things, they may be more likely to. They have to be educated that this is not a good idea and why. Now, what's interesting is EASA recently came out and said, had a study that said that technology doesn't exist yet and it needs further study. So that's a step in the right direction, but we have to continue to fight this because they'll take every avenue.
So, just to be clear, who are you fighting?
So really, you're fighting Airbus, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But you can't have EASA approve it, because if no government will approve it, we're good. And why a government would be in bed with that, I don't know.
So what's the FAA's attitude?
And no. So they have come out with a letter. Yeah. Former Administrator Whitaker came out with a letter that said, we're not doing this. And I think most everybody we talk to, even with the new administration, is on that same page. This is a terrible idea, and we're not allowing it.
So I know in the United States, if you have two pilots, right now you have two pilots, and you know, if you're flying at night and, you know, you can't even let one of those pilots, like, take a nap in the seat.
Oh, no.
No. That's not allowed. Is EASA on that same aspect, or do they allow naps in the seats?
So some of them will allow, they call it controlled rest.
Okay.
And what that really means is you're falling asleep, right?
Right.
And
right.
That is, again, not a good idea. Remember, we have at least two pilots. So if
right.
it's over 8, we have 3. And if it's over 12, we have 4. And that is the best benefit for all kinds of reasons. Among them is you have more people looking over your shoulder to check what you do. It's called CRM, right? We've spent a long time working on crew resource management, so we all work together and people will speak up, because I have yet, 48 years of flying, I have yet to have the perfect flight. I don't think I'm going to get
no.
it. It just doesn't exist. But it's really nice to be open to, hey, you missed that. Hey, how about this? How about that?
Well, and the other thing you mentioned too, Wendy, which I think people lose sight of, is I love technology. It's great. I love automation. But the depth with which technology exists now also means it's harder to manage when it's not working. And I would like some help sometimes.
Right.
To have that.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And there's going to be times. You can't plan for everything. And the idea that we want to take the human out of the interface, it doesn't exist, right? Because you're just moving the human to somewhere else. Who's going to program it, right? And who knows what gets programmed in there? And you can't think of everything. That's why you need people. people. You need pilots to make these decisions and work together.
And, you know, there are examples of this that I know Airbus has, you know, certain logic levels. I've never flown one of these Airbuses, but, you know, at some point in time, it goes to a logic level that goes, I give up, and you pilot need to fly airplane. There's always a level of the computer. You can't program every situation.
Right. Imagine the door plug with Alaska, right? Sure. How are you going to program that? You can't think of every scenario, which is why you need people to think. And that's where we're so well trained. As long as we're well rested and we have rules for all of that, we're prepared to make these decisions.
When will you declare success?
Probably never.
What would success look like?
Well, success means we keep having what we have, right? The program that we have, what we do today, you know, we went for 16 years without an accident, hull loss in the United States, right?
Yep.
And that's a phenomenal record. I went back, I was editing a document, I went back some time ago, about a year ago, and looked at, okay, what's the background? How often did we have accidents? We had an accident from like 1960 something all the way to 1994 every year, with a couple exceptions where we skipped a year and one exception where we skipped 2 years. But every year it was commonplace to have an accident. We've solved for that with all of the technology we have, and we've solved for it with our crew resource management. You know, are we completely perfect? You know, we had PSA, right?
Yeah,
which
sure.
was a tragic loss.
Sure. Right.
We've done a great job.
Well, I would say even in that situation, there were signs that we could have improved ahead of time. We just didn't listen to them. We look at data and we make safe decisions. And as you mentioned, the data for single pilot isn't there.
It is not there, and it's not going to be there, and it shouldn't be there.
Sure.
Those are really the takeaways, and you're right, the data was there. For the PSA accident, we had called for helicopters not being in those corridors,
yeah.
But you got to listen to us, right?
Sure.
Right, and that's just rely on the data, and that's why, you know, with the single pilot. Are any of the airlines, I know you mentioned Airbus is pushing for single pilot, but were any of the airlines pushing for this?
So not in the United States, not that I know of. So, yeah. I think we're smart enough to know. And the airline, you know, the executives know that, like you said, nobody's ready to get on an airplane that has no pilots on it. It's not a good idea.
Yeah,
we've been talking to Wendy Morris from the Airline Pilots Association about two pilot flight decks. When you're doing your advocacy and influencing, are you reaching out to multiple groups, agencies, or who's your main point of contact?
Everyone we can.
Okay.
So obviously EASA, yeah. FAA, we have a website. We work with the European Cockpit Association. We work with IFALPA, the International Federation of Airline Pilots Association, which is worldwide pilot groups. Safety Starts with 2 is our website to look at this and highlight, here's all the threats.
Now, what airplane was Airbus trying to get this certified on? Is it more than one?
No, they've just got one airplane that they're developing right now.
So it's a concept.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
But there's a mock-up.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Did they try and do any test flights with this airplane? They didn't even get that far.
No, they
system.
Didn't get that far. Right.
Okay. So you've been able to really kind of kill this in the cradle, so to speak.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Right. But we can't rest, right? We have to keep working at it because they'll take every opportunity they can.
Mm-hmm. And now that the EASA has said, done, did Airbus come back and said, yes, but? Are they kind of like, okay, we give up?
No, they're not giving up, and they haven't said done. They've said it needs further study. I wish they had said we're not approving this, but they weren't that clear or that direct. So they are still trying to pursue it with all kinds of other avenues.
So when you said they needs further study, you said EASA said it needs further study, so they didn't kill it just right there.
Correct.
Yeah. So they're
like they should have.
They left the door open.
Yes, and we got to make sure we slam that shut.
That could be code for we're not going to let this happen, but they didn't want to say that.
Well, we would hope that, but look, we can't rest. This is a terrible idea. Yeah. It would be a degradation of our safety record, and it's not fair to the passengers. We as ALPA are the largest non-governmental safety organization in the world, and we need to keep pushing for safety. We've improved all kinds of our safety record, but we can't let it degrade.
Yeah, and that's what, like, the history of ALPA is promoting safety in the cockpit.
Exactly. ALPA was founded on safety. Pilots were dying, and they were being put in bad positions and being pilot pushed, and it was founded on safety. So why would we ever turn that around?
So you're going to continue your efforts and not give up, and you're going to come back next year and maybe have some more news for us,
yeah,
right?
We'll keep at it, and so far so good, but we got to keep it up.
If the general public wants a little bit of background on this, can they get it off your site?
Yeah, safety starts with two.
Safety starts with two,
and okay. Can the general public contact some of these agencies and say, please don't reduce my number of pilots?
Absolutely. That is a wonderful idea.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you coming on. We appreciate you spreading the word. We've been talking with Captain Wendy Morris from ALPA, and you're listening to EAA Radio.